Nolte, The Heroism of the Lockdown Resistance. By John Nolte on December 8, 2020. Thank God people are finally rising up against these oppressive and fascist lockdowns. The more the better. Be ungovernable, America. Fight the power. Resist. We're talking about a virus with a survival rate, per the CDC, of right around 99.6%, y'all. I mean 99.6. We're locking people down and shoving them in masks over a virus with something around 99.6% survival rate. Have these blue state Democrats, and some blue state Republicans, lost their ever-loving minds? Even if you forget about that, give or take. 99.6% survival rate, did I mention that per the CDC the survival rate is somewhere around 99.6%? What makes these lockdowns so intolerable is the favoritism. We can all see what's going on here now. When the terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa are out terrorizing, that's okay. That's safe. When Trump supporters gather to protest or for a campaign rally, that's a super spreader event. And look at who's getting rich thanks to exemptions and the elite status of necessary. The very, 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 very wealthy. Amazon, Walmart. All the big chains, all the big box stores. How come you can get an abortion, but not a massage? How come you can buy liquor and pot, but not garden seeds? Why is it safe to work in a Walmart or an Amazon processing center, but not safe to go to school? Why the fuck is it safe to sit with a live Saturday Night Live audience, but not safe to sit in a movie theater or a house of worship? Why can Hollywood film movies and cater the crew outside, but outdoor dining is shut down? See? The Matrix. Do you see the Matrix? Do you see what's going on here? These stupid lockdowns weren't just about winning the 2020 presidential election. They are, right this very second, about punishing the people Democrats hate. About persecuting the people Democrats hate. Religious people, small business owners, families with children. These lockdowns are an attack on normal people. On people who don't smoke pot or have abortions or watch Saturday Night Live. On the kind of rugged individuals who open the small businesses that challenge the big businesses that fill the coffers of the corporatist Democrat Party. This is naked persecution. I'll be 55 in a few months. I'm a child of the 80s. I've seen it all before, during the AIDS crisis when that virus had a 100% fatality rate. I saw politicians and thought leaders running around using that virus to control people, to control their behavior, to demand they change their lifestyle. I saw people blame virus sufferers, blame behavior instead of the virus, shame behavior instead of the virus. It was appalling then, and it is just as appalling now. And the agenda is the same, hate and control. I'm not downplaying the seriousness of the virus. Hey, I'm not a Democrat. I don't prove that in private I believe the virus is not all the serious by traveling and hobnobbing. I'm not one of these people. But just like the AIDS virus, the public is now educated on the risks, which means that we should now be allowed to assess the risks and make our own lifestyle choices. If I'm social distancing, how does it affect me if you are not? If I'm wearing a mask, why should I care if you are not? These lockdowns are naked political persecution, and the oppressed in this country need to engage in a whole lot more civil disobedience. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.